Good morning, listeners. Get ready to tune into the frequency of knowledge and possibilities as we embark on a thrilling journey through the corridors of learning. I'm your host, Purva Mittal, and you are listening to the vibrant waves of Cold Radio, your gateway to the fascinating world of courses at the prestigious Department of Distance and Continuing Education, School of Open Learning, Campus of Open Learning, University of Delhi. So, grab a cup of inspiration, fasten your seat belts, and let's launch an exhilarating exploration of education that knows no boundaries. The academic halls of School of Open Learning are waiting to welcome the new generation of learners. Today, we are going to dive into the pool of opportunities, and joining us will be an esteemed faculty from the Department of History, Professor Prabhat Kumar. Let's hear him out.
This is Prabhat Kumar, your history teacher at School of Open Learning. I'm here to briefly acquaint you with the structure of BA program as envisioned in the National Education Policy 2020 in general, and the place that a discipline like history finds in this overall structure in particular. Presuming your interest in the subject to a greater or lesser degree that makes you listen to me, I will tell you some interesting facts about history as well. This will help you make a choice with greater confidence and alacrity. One of the unique features of the National Education Policy is the flexibility and the freedom of choice that it offers to the students. It offers you a bouquet of courses to choose from and pursue it only as long as you wish to. There is a provision for recognizing your academic exertions at every threshold that you cross in your journey of 4 long years. If you think that year is enough for your heart's fill, you will get a certificate. Should you extend this to 2 years, you will be awarded a diploma. 3 years will earn you a degree. Those with a more serious academic bent will be required to put their nose to the grindstone for 4 years and will be rewarded with an honors in the subject of their choice. In this new system, the unit of measuring your academic achievement is termed credit. In the long journey of 4 years, you are expected to earn 176 credits. If you break this down into smaller time frames, it is 44 credits in the first year that makes you eligible for a certificate, 88 credits after 2 years that will earn you a diploma, earning 132 credits in 3 years will qualify you for a bachelor's. Should you wish to do a major in history, on the completion of the 4th year, you must earn 80 credits in history. To achieve this, you need to be mindful from the start and should study two history courses termed as discipline-specific course in each of the three initial years. The courses on offer are both India-specific and with a larger worldwide perspective. For example, in semester one, History of India from Earliest Times to 300 Common Era is paired with ancient societies in reference to countries other than India. Similarly, in semester two, History of India, 300 Common Era to 1200 Common Era is bunched together with medieval societies, global perspectives. There are new researches in history that emphasize connectedness and comparative analysis. Reading these courses will initiate you into the nuances of the new researches. It is, after all, one single world that we all live in. Apart from discipline-specific courses, history is also offered as generic elective course in semester 1 and semester 2. They are titled Delhi Through the Ages, The Making of Its Early Modern History, and Delhi Through the Ages, From Colonial to Contemporary Times, respectively. Now, coming to history, history is even older than history. The word history was coined by Herodotus. He wrote an account and termed that narrative as history. This is how the word got currency. But long before the Greek scholar Herodotus, there was another gifted poet whose work may also qualify as history, if we do not dismiss orality as an unbelievable account. Considered as the greatest of poets, Homer wrote Iliad and Odyssey in 9th century BC. In these works, he presented an account of the events that had happened many centuries before and which were transmitted to him orally. So, if we consider Iliad and Odyssey as some kind of historical account or quasi-historical account, then history becomes older than history. Interestingly, these works present intriguing mythological similarities with the Ramayana and the Mahabharata. Now, there is a branch of history that seeks to understand the state of human existence even prior to the written records, even prior to oral history. These times are termed as prehistory and protohistory, where stones tell a story, where metals tell a story. You can very well imagine how deeply enriching will be a discipline that gives you such a wide and deep perspective on human existence. So, make a careful and intelligent choice in your selection of disciplines, and we are here to help you in every possible way.
As the sun sets on another captivating episode of Gold Radio, we hope you have been inspired, informed, and ignited with the passion for lifelong learning. Remember, the pursuit of knowledge is a lifelong adventure, and School of Open Learning is here to light the way. If you have missed any information or want to explore more about the courses, please visit us at www.sol.du.ac.in. Stay curious, my friends, and never stop reaching for the stars. Until next time, this is Purva Mittal signing off. Keep learning, keep growing, and keep shining bright.